I'm Tanzina Vega, and you're back with The Takeaway. And it's official. The impeachment trial of President Trump is finally proceeding in the Senate. On Wednesday, the House voted to send the two articles of impeachment to the Senate, the first accusing President Trump of abuse of power and the second of obstruction of Congress. Earlier in the day, the House also approved the seven impeachment managers named by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And their task is to prosecute the case against the president in the Senate.
The emphasis is on litigators. The emphasis is on comfort level in the courtroom. The emphasis is making the strongest possible case to protect and defend our Constitution, to seek the truth for the American people.
The list includes House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, two key players in the impeachment inquiry so far. Pelosi also tapped other high-profile members of Congress, Hakeem Jeffries of New York, Val Demings of Florida, and Zoe Lofgren of California, and also two freshmen, Jason Crow of Colorado and Sylvia Garcia of Texas. Here to explain what happens next is Cheryl Gay Stolberg, congressional correspondent at The New York Times. Cheryl, always great to have you with us.
Thanks, Tanzina.
Lev Parnas, who is an associate of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, gave an interview with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow yesterday. I want to take a listen to some of the things that he said in that interview.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. It was all about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and also Rudy had a personal thing with the Manafort stuff. Attorney General Barr was basically on the team.
Do you know if Vice President Pence was aware that that was the quid pro quo, that that was the trade, and that that, in fact, is why his inaugural visit was called off?
I'm going to use a famous quote by Mr. Sutherland. Everybody was in the loop. Secretary Bolton went over there, and I think he has a lot to say.
Cheryl, a lot of that information sounds pretty incriminating, but I guess the big question is, does it really change the overall landscape?
At this point, I think nothing is going to change the overall landscape. First of all, Lev Parnas is under federal indictment, so Republicans will immediately dismiss him as a witness who is not credible. And I think that in this impeachment, in fact, in this presidency, we have seen that even if there are witnesses, I'm not sure that Lev Parnas is high on Democrats' list. They've identified four witnesses, including John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney, the acting chief of staff. Lev Parnas is not on their list.
Nancy Pelosi had held these articles of impeachment for weeks. Was that part of some broader strategy that she had? And if so, did it work?
Well, it was part of a broader strategy. She was trying to give Senate Democrats and Chuck Schumer, the leader of Senate Democrats, time to basically force the issue of witnesses and documents into the fore. Schumer had been asking for witnesses and documents to be part of the trial, and I think Pelosi calculated that by withholding the articles, she would create pressure, including perhaps from the president, on Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, to allow that to happen. We are seeing now more calls from Republicans to have witnesses at the trial, or at least to have the Senate vote on the chance to have witnesses. Mitt Romney, the senator from Utah, has said he wants to hear from John Bolton. Susan Collins, the senator from Maine, has strongly indicated that she would vote in favor of witnesses. Democrats will argue that it did work. Republicans will say nothing has changed because McConnell did not give any commitments. And in fact, he's forging ahead and opening the trial with a governing resolution that does not allow witnesses, at least at the outset.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is presiding over the trial. What's his role here?
Well, he will be the presiding officer of the Senate. But of course, the vice president is an interested party here, so he can't preside. But probably Chief Justice Roberts will not really do very much in the way of rulings. When President Clinton was impeached, Chief Justice Rehnquist tried to do as little as possible. He would not make rulings on matters of whether they could go forward in one way or another, but rather would kind of throw it back to the Senate. And he would accept a motion and then say, okay, now the Senate would have to vote. And that's probably what we'll see Chief Justice Roberts do. He's in a delicate situation, and he doesn't want to be accused of partisanship on one side or the other. So he'll preside, but he will leave most of the really important decisions about the shape of the trial to a vote of the Senate.
At the top of the segment, we read a list of some of the managers that Nancy Pelosi had picked, the impeachment managers that she had chosen for this trial. How critical is their role in the outcome of the trial?
I think it's very critical. A lot of people think that the outcome of the trial is a foregone conclusion, right? That the Republican-led Senate will acquit the president, that there's no way that they will get the 67 votes required to convict him. But on the other hand, it is possible that new information is going to come out in this trial. It is possible that there will be witnesses or maybe documents introduced. And whatever information comes out of the trial could be damaging to the president in an election year. It is possible that it could change the shape of the election or the future of the Trump presidency. And Nancy Pelosi has certainly picked a very skilled team, especially in Adam Schiff, who is a former federal prosecutor. And we all saw how he led the House inquiry with a sort of a skillful and a firm hand. So I think the selections do matter.
Well, we'll be watching next week to see how all of this unfolds. Cheryl Gay Stolberg is a congressional correspondent at The New York Times. Cheryl, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tanzina.